On the Rural Radio Network, Chad Moyer with you once again from Husker Harvest Days of Grand Island. We've got 2 days under our belt, looking ahead to number three and the last day. Let's visit with Ray Roerig from Brothers Equipment, Friend, Nebraska. How were the first 2 days for you guys?
The weather was a little kind of on the tougher side, you might say, as far as heat and wind yesterday and then the wind today. But we've had a good traffic. We've had a good crowd. It's turning out to be a pretty darn decent show. Getting to show off some of our equipment.
Sure. And a lot of that equipment, you have some new Case DMI equipment that you have showcased. Tell us about that.
We are introducing the new 2000 model 920 liquid inject unit. We also have the new 950 model as far as a strip till unit. Mm-hmm. They're on our lot with the new with the Montag dry box on it. And so we're showcasing that right now.
So what is this? How is this model different than previous years? What is this? What will that allow producers to do? How has it improved from previous models?
The liquid inject unit is 24 of them. You know, we're going up to a 2,000 gallon. We have a 1,600 gallon option. Mm-hmm. The 930, 40, 50 models, as far as the new toolbars or strip till units, the framing, the construction of it is made specifically for the higher horsepower trades that we're seeing in today's industry.
All right. Got a few spray coupes out here, too?
Oh, we still got the 4,000 and the 7,000. I mean, yep. Those are just old, reliable, just good running machines.
All right. So where can we find you here during the last day of Husker Harvest Days?
We are on booth 250 and 252. So come on in, and we'll kind of explain what we got.
All right. Good to talk to you, Ray. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ray Roerig from Brothers Equipment, Friend, Nebraska. Here at Husker Harvest Days, ready for the last day here at the grounds just west of Grand Island. Chad Moyer reporting.